Blog Talk Radio.
Thank the Lord for his goodness and for all of his mercies on this beautiful day. And some might say, well, this is not a beautiful day. The sun doesn't have to be shining and the sky don't have to be blue with white puffy clouds for it to be a beautiful day. We are in the kingdom of God, in the land of the living. That's such a beautiful day to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We thank God for blessing us to be present on this day. We thank God for blessing Minister Scott. We thank God for blessing Pastor Jenkins. We're just thankful to the Lord for all of his many benefits unto us. So we're going to look to the Lord, asking his blessings, asking his presence in our midst, asking him to lead, guide, and direct for all of the service, all of the worship service this day, and asking him to anoint for the praise and the preaching of his eternal word. And we'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for your goodness to us. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for allowing us, dear God, to open our eyes once more, dear God, to be able to look up to thee, dear Father, from whence cometh all of our help. Lord, we give you glory and praise and honor this day, dear God. Lord, a day that we've never seen, dear God, before, and dear Father, once it's gone, Lord, we'll never see again. So help us, Lord, to redeem the time, dear God, in serving you, dear God, in the beauty of holiness. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless our coming together, Lord, and that you would be in our midst, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint with power from on high, dear God, and, Lord, that you would receive our prayers and our praise, dear God, and our preaching, dear Father, Lord, this day, that your name might be glorified in all things. Lord, we thank you, dear Father, for this Mother's Day, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear Father, each of our mothers, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless them, dear Father. We know, Lord, that some are blessed, Lord, to have their mothers with them. Lord, others, dear God, Lord, our mothers you've called them into eternity. But, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for them, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for the way that they raised us, dear God. Father, we thank you, dear God, that they taught us the fear of God, dear Father. And they taught us obedience, dear God. And, Lord, in being obedient to our parents, it was so much easier, Lord, to learn obedience to thee, dear God, as we were growing up as children. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless and have your way. Remember those who are not able to be out today, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you'd remember Sister Holmes in a very special way, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, that if the weather were different, dear God, we know that she would be here, dear Father. But, Lord, we know, dear God, that her desire, Lord, was to be on the phone, Lord, to be able to hear, Lord, the service. And so, Lord, we ask, Lord, your choice blessings upon her and her family, dear God, as we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Brother Mann, dear Father. Lord, we thank you for him, dear God. Pray, Lord, you continue to be with him. Bless him, dear God. Guide his footsteps, dear Father. For we know, Lord, that he looks for strength that can only come from thee, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you'd remember his companion, Lord, who's in the hospital, dear Father. Lord, do know all about her, dear God, and what she stands in need of. And Father, we know, dear God, that you're able to touch, dear God. We know that you're able to heal, and so we look to you in faith, dear God, not wavering, dear God, but trusting you, dear God, and knowing, dear God, what the best path is, dear God, for every situation. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Sister Ruth, dear God. Not sure, Lord, if she had her surgery, dear Father, but you know all about her, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless and anoint, dear God. Lord, help her, dear Father, to continue to look to thee. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Sister Carol today, dear Father. Pray, Lord, you continue to bless her and strengthen her, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for her life, dear Father. Lord, the way that she looks goes and looks out for all different ones, dear God, and calls and inquires, dear Father, about how they're doing, Lord. And Father, truly, Lord, she is a missionary for thee, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless her family in a very special way, dear God. Remember her grandson, dear Father, who she's made requests for, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Sister Regina, dear Father. We thank you for her, dear God. Pray, Lord, you continue to be with her. Bless her. Bless, dear God, her apartment complex, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would keep her, Lord, in your care, dear God. Lord, all of those, Lord, that she's made requests for from time to time, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember them, dear Father. Lord, remember the management, dear Father, of the apartment complex, dear God, that they would make good decisions, Lord, for all who live there, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give Sister Regina the strength that she needs from day to day. Remember her daughter, Lord. Remember her grandchildren, dear God, her great-grandson, dear God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, all of those who are afflicted, dear God, but who are still here, dear God. Father, those who have pressed away, dear God, but perhaps were in their limbs or in their arms or legs or hips or back, dear God, or some other way, dear God, they're afflicted, Lord, but they press their way in faith to be in the house of God, believing, dear God, that you're able to grant a blessing. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear God, and honor their faith, dear Father, in pressing their way to be in the house of God. We realize, dear God, sometimes, Lord, some days we just have to press, dear God. Lord, we don't always leap out of bed, dear God, raring and ready to go, dear Father. Lord, there's times, dear God, that we crawl out of bed, dear Father. But, Lord, we're crawling out in your strength, dear God. Lord, knowing, dear Father, that you've given us that much strength, dear Lord, and we are able, Lord, to give us even more, Lord, as we press our way to serve you, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to bless, dear God, your people, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, our children, dear God. Thank you, Lord, that you blessed them to be here today, dear God. Lord, how they are giving attention to your word, dear Father. We pray, Lord, that they would absorb even more, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear Father. We're so thankful, Lord, to see Jacob, dear Father, back, dear Father, among us. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. And Lord, we're mindful, dear God, of how coming up in Sunday school, how he was like the young people that we have now, dear God, and sitting right next to me, dear God, in Sunday school and answering the questions, dear God, or asking questions, dear Father. Lord, we're just so thankful, dear God, to see, Lord, that the foundation, Lord, that his parents put in him, dear God, that the saints put in him, dear Father. Lord, that foundation, dear God, Lord, he's standing on that, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you just continue to bless him, be with him, dear Father. Protect him in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, as we never cease, Lord, to lift his name up in prayer, dear God, as we pray, even as we pray for others. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to have your way. We're so thankful, dear God, that, Lord, you gave traveling mercies to the Johnson family, dear God, and all the branches of it, dear Father, to journey to Cleveland, dear Father. And Lord, you gave them traveling mercies, Lord, for them to go and see their aunt, see their mother's sister, dear God. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just continue to bless her, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you bless them and allow them to travel safely. Lord, now we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to have your way. We thank you, Lord, for blessing the Scots, dear Father, to arrive safely, dear God. Lord, we were praying for them, dear God, of the highway. Lord, we were praying for them yesterday, dear God. Lord, that you would bless and anoint, dear Father, and give them the strength to stand in need of it. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would bless them. Lord, remember, Lord, the congregation in Xenia, dear Father. Lord, you know, dear God, those things that they stand in need of, dear Father. Lord, you know, dear God, who's sick, who's afflicted, Lord, who's discouraged, Lord, who's disappointed, dear God. Lord, who is, Lord, on the mountaintop today, Lord, but might be down on the side of the mountain tomorrow. Lord, you know what each soul stands in need of. And Lord, we're asking, dear God, that you would supply every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, now have your way in this service, Lord. And Lord, we will not cease to give you the praise, the honor, and all the glory. Lord, remember all of those who are on the phone, those who are online, dear Father. And Lord, we're praying, dear God, to this day, Lord, for souls, dear Father, Lord, who are lost and undone without thee. Lord, we pray, dear God, that they would hear a word in their ear and in their heart, dear God, that would cause them to turn from serving the devil, Lord, to serve our almighty and eternal God. Have your way, Lord, and Lord, we're going to give you the glory and the praise for it all. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Shall we turn to page 66 and worship the Lord?
Is wonderful. Praise our God, giving glory and honor to his name this morning. Praise our God. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
How
Amen.
Could his name not be wonderful? Praise our God. Thank God for his blessings. Thank him for his tender mercies. Thank him for his eternal love. Praise God. Give him the glory due his name. Amen. Giving honor to Minister Scott this morning. Just thanking God for everything that he has done. Thankful to our this morning. Praise our God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
thank you, Lord.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Oh, my. Stepping out in faith.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank God for his goodness. Greetings to everyone this morning. Oh, my. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You know, you can be thinking one thing in your mind. And think, well, you know, she's had the surgery, and so she won't be able to play. And then I heard music. I heard a note. Praise our God.
Amen.
Thank God. Oh, my. We can't outdo God.
No.
Amen. And even when we think we have great expectations, I think there was a book once written called by Dickens,
yeah.
Great Expectations. Great Expectations. When we think we have great expectations, God can do beyond our great expectations. Thank God. Thank the Lord for his goodness. Amen, amen. Our responsive reading is in Acts chapter 16, verses 6 through 15. Again, giving honor to Minister Scott, also to Pastor Jenkins, giving honor to her
amen.
As well. Thanking God. Thanking God for the ministry. Just thanking God that he has placed us so that we get truth.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes.
And the Lord has just surrounded us with truth.
Yeah.
Thank God for that. And it on the Wednesday night studies, truth. In Sunday school lessons, truth.
Yeah.
Thank God. So if there's one who has access and has gone somewhere else, then well, you know, I'm looking for something else. I can't imagine what they could be looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank God for the truth this morning and all the ministers of God who preach the truth. Acts chapter 16, verses 6 through 15. Amen. Thank God for his word. Even our Sunday school lesson, the title of the lesson today was about the power of God's word. Amen. Amen. Acts chapter 16, beginning with verse 6. Now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia.
After they were come to Mysia, they are strayed to go into
Bithynia,
but the Spirit suffered them not.
And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas.
And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us.
And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them.
Therefore, moving from Troas, we came with a straight course to
Samothracia.
Samothracia.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day to
Neapolis. And from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia, and a colony. And we were in that city abiding certain days.
And on the Sabbath, we went out of the city by a riverside, where prayer was wrought to be made, and we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither.
And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple, of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul together. And when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, if ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. Amen. Thank the Lord. Come into my house. Praise God. Amen. When we repent, are we not saying to the Lord, come into my house? Come into my vessel. Come into my this earthly tabernacle. Praise our God. Amen. Jesus said if we open the door, he would come in and sup with us. We could sup with him. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Thank God for his word this morning. So glad to be, again, in the house of God, reading the word of God together, knowing that there's a message for us that we can grow by, that we can feed on.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to ask at this time, are there special prayer requests? Either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. And when we make our requests, we make them believing that the Lord is able to do whatsoever we ask for. And so we thank God for knowing that. That gives us assurance. So at this time, are there prayer requests? Again, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Brother Jackson. Amen. Brother said, remember the Wigfall household and family members. Remember them in their bereavement.
I'd like to be remembered in body as well.
Amen. Minister Scott would like to be remembered in body. Sister Fran. Amen. To be remembered in body. Amen. Thank God. Sister Carol. Amen. Remember the Saunders family. All right. Remember Sister Ruth. As she goes through more tests.
Here knew Brother Wilford Jordan that did the Shining Light for, did the Shining Light publication. I'm not sure, but he passed.
Brother Jordan,
mm-hmm.
Brother Wilford Jordan passed. Yes. Sister Holmes says, "Remember me." Amen.
Remember Sister Kiva. Pardon me. Remember Sister Kiva. She should be listening on the line. She's due to fly out later this afternoon. I believe she has to come back home, so she's coming back this way.
Hey. Amen. Sister Kiva, Lord, we give her traveling mercies and coming back from North Carolina. Amen. Sister Smith.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Other requests, Brother Byron.
My family prayer for my daughter and my wife, especially. She got some friends that are not doing we'll keep them in prayer. So keep a few of her friends and family members in prayer. And likewise, remember Jacob.
Amen. Remember Brother Byron, remember his family and his companion and his and Judy's friends and family who are having some physical issues. Remember them much in prayer. I'm just repeating so that Sister Holmes and others can hear. And we're so thankful to see Jacob here. I was talking with him this morning downstairs, and they said I had for 15 days, he said, I told him, I'm going home. I thank God for that. And thank God that it's so good to see him. Amen. And that he mentions the solid foundation that he had and the teaching that he had and growing up. And so we thank God for that. Amen. 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 Remember the Yes. Jaslyn brought the request for Jasmine. Her niece, brother Joby's granddaughter, who was in the car accident, just remember her much in prayer. Amen. Thank God. Amen. All general requests. We remember those that we don't see, Sister Lillian and others. I want to thank the Lord also for there were those who got their second COVID shots on last week and. God truly blessed. God blessed. I did some calling around, checking on a few, and God blessed. And I thank the Lord for that. Amen. Amen. Yes. Yes. Praise God.
Wow.
Yes, yes. Amen. 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 Thank the Lord. Yes, Sister Melita. All right. All right. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Yes. Yes. Amen. Mrs. Maria said, remember Brother DeAndre's family in Georgia, that they lost his grandmother, because it's his mother's mother, last year about this time as well. You know, Mother's Days are difficult when you've lost your mother. Doesn't matter how many years have gone by. So remember them much in prayer. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. General requests. We all need something from the Lord. After the hymn of meditation, last Brother Jackson, he would take us to the throne of grace. If there's anyone who has a need, you know, the altar is here. You may come and kneel. You may stand, kneel on the front bench, or pray in place. Because the Lord is able. If the Lord is everywhere, he certainly can reach us within these walls. So if you have a special need, cry out to the Lord.
In your bulletin, you should have keep praying and toiling on. In your bulletin, keep praying and toiling on.
Thank you. Let us look to the Lord. Father God, we truly thank you, Father, for this opportunity that you've given us, that we can come before you in prayer and in thanksgiving, always giving you the praise and glory in our lives that you are so rightfully due. And Lord, I think about the song we just sung. Keep praying, touring on. There's power in that prayer. There's power in praying to you. Think about our Sunday school list, that word power. Lord, you are power. You are our directions, our guidance, our light, our everything. Without you, we can do nothing. So, Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that you will remember each and every request that has been spoken here. Lord, I won't try to remember them all, but Thy Spirit, I thank you for allowing it to open up the church doors to be the conductor of this service. It can remember and reach places that I have forgotten. Your Spirit is everywhere. So, Lord, we ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, the prayer request of Minister Allen. Thank you, Father, for allowing him and Sister Francine to come down. And, Lord, indeed, they came with the whole package, the playing of the piano. We haven't heard that in a while, and we truly thank you. This service is going to be blessed, and it's all to glorify you. And, Lord, we start by saying amen to thy will. Everything that is done and everything that is said here, every prayer request, even those, dear Heavenly Father, are on the cell phones far away, dear Heavenly Father, and those in the media room connecting those. To all the mothers, dear Heavenly Father, this day is for you and to glorify God for everything that he has done for you, dear Heavenly, for what he's going to do. We thank you, Lord, again for this day. We thank you for the rain, dear Heavenly Father, that's come down this day. We thank you for the sunshine later on. And we thank you, Lord, for everything that feeding your creations, everything that you've done for us. There is nothing, dear Heavenly Father, that we have done on our own that you haven't provided for us. So we just thank you, and we can't praise you enough. So, Father, we ask that you remember Sister Francine's prayer request, dear Heavenly Father. I won't try to remember them name by name, but, Lord, you know it. And I ask that you bless their, you've already blessed their coming, so we ask that you bless their going, dear Heavenly Father. And remember their son, Tyrone, who's employed in the military, dear Heavenly Father, to watch over him, as well as bringing Jacob home, dear Heavenly Father. We may be able to see him and talk to him, and he's going to be able to visit with his family members for a few days. We ask that you bless him there. Keep him, dear Heavenly Father, from hurts, harms, and dangers, dangers seen and unseen, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you continue to order his steps. Ask that you remember Sister Beverly Carroll's prayer request, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Ruth Stewart, and remember her grandson, dear Heavenly Father, their hostel. And thank you, Lord. Remember Sister Regina. Thank you for her, and remember her dwelling and her apartment complex. Glad to see both of them out today. We ask that you remember Sister Holmes, dear Heavenly Father, was on the phone, not able to be out because of the weather, but dear Heavenly Father, remember her remember her in body and give her strength, dear Heavenly Father, where she's weak, dear Heavenly Father. Let the word continue, dear Heavenly Father, to penetrate to her, dear Heavenly Father, and not only to her, but Lord, help her to still be an example for her family members, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for her granddaughter was. I have been praying for her, hadn't heard from her since the first day. It was good hearing her voice Wednesday over the phone. phone, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you keep this dear soul connected, dear Heavenly Father, to the word, and let her know that we are still praying for her, the power in prayer. Thank you, Father, that we're able to come before you. Thank you, Father, that you bring, dear Heavenly Father, certain ones to our remembrance in those late morning hours, in the night when it's quiet, when you love to visit us, dear Heavenly Father. And I thank you. I look forward to those times, dear Heavenly Father, to be alone with you. Thank you, Father, for your steps that you continue to order for us each and every single day. Thank you for the word that we can digest and rightly divine, dear Heavenly Father, the word of truth, to live by it, to continue to grow, dear Heavenly Father. Remember each and every one here, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Sister Smith's prayer request. Remember the children, dear Heavenly Father, that are here. Remember Brother Javier, who is not here, but Lord, his spirit is with us, and we ours with him. So remember him and remember his parents. Remember Brother DeAndre. It's good to see him here today. And you have made a way and opened up the door and answered prayer on his behalf, that he's able to be here with his children, his family. Remember Sister Maria, dear Heavenly Father, in a special way as they continue to grow and raise their children, dear Heavenly Father, up in the nurture and the admiration of the word and what you have given them, they give to them, so that they can rightly drop seeds in them, dear Heavenly Father, and remember them in a special way. Remember all of our children, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the structure of the family. We ask that you remember Brother Mans, dear Heavenly Father, in a special way, and his prayer request, dear Heavenly Father, he made in Sunday school. Remember his household, remember his spouse, dear Heavenly Father, in a special way. You know all about that. Continue to remember Brother Mans and body and in spirit and spirit and body. As you remember all those nursing facilities, dear Heavenly Father, they don't have the means of taking care of themselves, those who need 24/7 care. And Lord, we thank you for them and thank you for the hands that minister unto them. Sister Smith, Lord, we ask that you continue to remember her and her walk with you, dear Heavenly Father, who has one of those jobs, dear Heavenly Father. Give her understanding and wisdom how to take care of herself as much as how to take care of them. In Jesus' name we pray. Ask that you remember Sister Kiva, her prayer request to Heavenly Father, and her on her way back. I understand, dear Heavenly Father, from where she is. I think it's in the Carolinas. I don't know what part. Remember her and her travels. Remember my son, William, dear Heavenly Father. The last I heard, he was Washington State. Ask that you would continue to bless him, dear Heavenly Father, in the elements of the weather, his going and his coming, and keeping him safe over the highways. Bless him, dear Heavenly Father, and help him to keep his mind upon which he came, dear Heavenly Father, and continue to remember all of my family members. Ask that you remember my daughter, Angela, and Tina, and Jada, and all my grandchildren, my son-in-laws, dear Heavenly Father, my in-laws. I ask that you remember the Wigfall household. Remember Terry, dear Heavenly Father. Continue to. She has a lot on her plate, dear Heavenly Father, but there's nothing too hard for you. Help her, dear Heavenly Father, to rightly divide what her father and her mother have given her to take care of. And Lord, to just guide her and direct her in the way that she should go. And Lord, when it's all said and done, that she could say amen to thy will, and we could call her sister. Let her not forget her grandmother, dear Heavenly Father, her father and her mother, what their walk was with them. Lord, she's lost her brother, but she's still in the land of living. She has to answer for her soul, dear Heavenly Father, so let her not forget from which she came. And Father God, I ask that you remember, again, all the prayer requests. Remember, I don't know if Brother Tony is here, but he's always got a prayer request. Remember him. Remember my brother Reggie. We ask that you remember Brother or Officer Todd at the parking lot. One day we may even be able to call him brother, dear Heavenly Father. Remember him and ask the Heavenly Father that ever who has marked the garage in the church parking lot up, Lord, we ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you would remember that soul in a special way. Remember our neighborhood. In Jesus' name I pray. Father God, we ask that you bless the remaining part of this service. Yeah. We ask that you remember Sister Melita's prayer request, yeah. Sister Ruth Stewart. Remember the prayer request that Jasmine brought forth. Yeah. We ask that you remember Joby and remember all of our children. Remember Sister Millicent in a special way, dear Heavenly Father, as she directed the choir. Lord, let us sing to thy glory, to lift you up in praise, dear Heavenly Father, and maybe to win someone's soul, dear Heavenly Father, even in song. We never know how your spirit's going to work with an individual. So we ask that you continue to be with us as we sing to thy glory, dear Heavenly Father, and bless Brother Allen with the word that he may truly speak the boldness to our hearts, dear Heavenly Father, that we may receive our spiritual nutrients, that we all need to continue our growth in thee. And Father, when it's all said and done, remember Brother Maurice, dear Heavenly Father, and all those, the Heavenly Father, have been in severe weather in different parts of the country. Ask that your blessings be with them and family members who have lost loved ones, all those in bereavement over lost loved ones. And Lord, just bless us. And Lord, when it's all said and done, we're going to give you the praise. We're going to give you the glory and everything that is said and done in this state that you've given us. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
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 Lord. Thank God for the spirit of prayer.
Amen.
Also, I forgot, as we were making prayer requests, remember Sister Violet Llewellyn also, much in prayer. The Lord would just continue to bless her. Thank God that Pastor Jenkins went to see her and took her a small Mother's Day flower, took her a little arrangement, and took a picture of her and kind of sent it out over some of our phones. And she we thank God that she looks good.
Yes.
Continue to pray for her.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God, and thank God for that we have a loving pastor who doesn't forget.
Amen.
Who doesn't forget about. Saint doesn't forget about people. You know, they may be out of sight, but they're not out of her mind. And so, we thank God for her loving kindness and her attentiveness to those in the congregation. Thank God. I am before you to lift the morning offering. This is the second Sunday of the month. So the special offering for today is for the building fund. And so as we file by the plates, that center plate will receive the offering for the building fund, and our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your goodness to us. Lord, how you love us. Lord, how you provide for us, dear Father. Lord, how you keep us from danger seen and unseen, dear God. Father, thank you, Lord, for your loving heart, dear Father, and how you put your love into us, dear Lord, so that we know how to love others. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us, dear Father, even as we obey your word in giving, dear Father. Lord, we're not doing some great charity work, dear Father, when we pay our tithes. But, Lord, this is what you have instructed us to do. And, Lord, when we give our offerings, Lord, this is what you have instructed us to do. And so, Father, we're doing this to your glory and your honor. Lord, that we're bringing these into the storehouse, Lord, that your kingdom, dear Father, might be enhanced, dear Father, that your kingdom, Lord, might be built up, Lord, that souls might be saved, dear Father. Lord, and we realize, Lord, that when we live in this world, dear Father, there are certain costs that have to be paid, dear Father. There are certain things that money is the medium by which people negotiate things. But Lord, you said in your word, Lord, we have to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto us. So Lord, we don't have to worry about these other things because Lord, we trust that you're going to take care of them and we just obey your word. And so Lord, we thank you, dear Father, for what you have already done for us, Lord, and what we know that you're able to do. So Father, we pray, dear God, that you would receive these tithes and offerings and use them to your glory and to your honor. Lord, give us wisdom, dear Father, for how to disperse them, dear Father. Give us wisdom, dear Lord, for how to use them. For Lord, we truly want to be wise stewards, dear Father, over those things, Lord, that you have provided. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would multiply them as only you can, dear Father. For Lord, you know what lies ahead, dear God, and you know, Lord, in what quantity, Lord, funds will be needed. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would multiply them as you see fit, dear God. Father, Lord, when we come, we give. We're giving in faith, dear God, and we're giving cheerfully because we know, Lord, we want you to love us, Lord, and you love a cheerful giver.
Yeah.
Now, Lord, have your way, dear Father. Bless each gift and each giver and use both to your glory and honor, as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Come we that love the Lord and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord and the throne around the throne and the around the throne. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God, but children of the heavenly King, but children of the heavenly King may speak. Their joys abroad may speak, their joys abroad. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Then let our songs abound and every ear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground to fair world on high, to fair world on high. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
again. Amen. I'm free again.
Our part right here, where it's highlighted.
It's highlighted.
My soul away, I'm drifting
from the straight and narrow way
that leads to heaven if the balance be turned.
But to Jesus I did pray,
to the Lord I humbly pray.
He heard my prayer, rescued me that very day.
That very day.
Thank God I'm free.
Every stain of sin,
I've been set free by the grace of God.
I am free.
No more the path of sin I'm trod. I am free. The blood has cleansed every sinful stain. I am free. I'm free again.
I'm free again.
On the sinful path below.
On the sinful path below, I'm troubled.
Oh, in sorrow, grief, and woe,
the sinner's left is so hard to traverse.
But I left the shifting sand.
I have left the shifting sand
upon the rock, solid rock. I'll take my stand.
I'll take my stand.
Praise God, I'm free. I've been set free by the grace of God. I am free. No more the path of sin I trod. I am free.
And faith I've entered in
the blood has cleansed every sinful stain. I am free.
Faith the living God.
I'm free again.
I'm free again.
Soon the pearly gates I'll see.
Soon the pearly gates I'll see in heaven.
Soon I'll live eternally.
And then I'll never die, but live forever.
Friends and loved ones wait for me.
Friends and loved ones wait for me.
I'll sail up high through the sky because I'm free.
Because I'm free.
Praise God, I'm free. I've been set free by the grace of God. I am free. No more the path of sin I trod. I am free.
I've entered in
the blood and cleansed every sinful stain. I am free.
Praise the living God.
I'm free again.
I'm free again.
Praise God, I'm free.
Free by the grace of God,
I am free.
Got the fellow peace within.
No more the path of sin I trod. I am free.
The faith I've entered in.
The blood has cleansed every sinful stain. I am free.
Praise the living God.
I'm free again.
I'm free again.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord
yes.
for another day,
Amen.
Day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
I was asked to do a facial this morning with Sister Roxanne, but she's not able to be here today. We were going to do the King is Coming, but it won't do without two of us doing it. So,
amen.
So I was looking up another song, and the Lord just showed me this song, Till the Storm Passes By. Mm-hmm. And I happened to look, and in this book, it was telling a story behind the songs that were sung by Mosey Lister Shares. And this is what he was writing. And when I read this, I said, oh, this is the song. And it was published in 1958. This song was written because a friend of mine in New York called one day and asked me to sing a song for a particular artist. I had enough information about the artist to know that she had had some hard times and bad tribulations early in her life. And I felt I could identify with that. So I started writing to comfort people who had been through hard times and bad tribulations. I tried to say that there is hope beyond this life, and there is hope in this life. Mm-hmm. I wrote the first verse and chorus, then wrote the third verse. But I thought that something else needed to be said, so I added the second verse. My mother's thoughts and expressions concerning Christian living made a lasting impression on me. I recall many of the feelings she said, and they had served me well. She loved to talk about the Bible and about how people needed to serve the Lord. Many times she said that Satan will tell you things you don't need to hear. He will try to discourage you and tell you that there is no need to keep on trying. If he can convince you, he has won.
Yeah.
And you don't need to let him win. That's where the second verse came from. Many times Satan whispers, there's no need to try. Mm-hmm. For there's no end of sorrow. There's no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise, where the storms never darken the sky. Mm-hmm. The artist for whom this song was written never sang it. I believe she passed away before she even saw it. But it has been sung in so many places and so many occasions. I guess every time I hear it, I ask myself, did I really write that? It just seems like something that I didn't write, but I did, with God's help and guidance.
Mm-hmm. In the dark of the midnight, have I all hid my face? For there's no end of sorrow and no hope by my place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry, keep me till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over. Till the thunder sounds no more. Till the clouds roll forever from the Satan whispered, there is no need to try, for there's no end of sorrow by and by, but I know thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise where the storms never darken the sky.
Anointed our dear brother to preach his word to us today. Of course, we'll anoint our dear brother's body. We'll pray for him that God will give him the strength to deliver that he has given to him. That the Lord will alleviate pain and cramping in his legs and anything. Because, you know, the enemy, there are times when God sends a message and the enemy tries to steal it.
Yeah.
But we rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Amen. Because he has no part nor lot in this service.
Praise God.
And so we're going to anoint our dear brother.
Amen.
And pray for him that God will give him a touch this morning.
Amen.
dear God, our Heavenly Father. Lord, we come to you, dear God, because, Lord, you've told us to come to you, dear Father. Lord, you said, dear God, that if we're afflicted, Lord, we can pray. And, Lord, you said, dear God, that, Lord, we can call for the elders of the church, Lord, to anoint with oil and to pray over us, dear God. And so, Lord, we are merely availing ourselves, Lord, of the privilege that you have given to us as your children. Lord, we come to you in faith, dear God, asking your touch, dear God, upon ministry. God, this hour, dear God. Lord, we come to the hour, dear God, when your word is to go forth in spirit power, dear God. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would touch him, dear God. Touch him with your might.
Amen.
Touch him with your power, dear
God.
Lord, give him relief, dear Father, to stand and proclaim the accepted day of the Lord. Lord, we're coming to you in faith, Lord, and we're believing, dear God, that you're going to do, dear God, that we are agreed and touching, dear God, for you to do, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that there's nothing too hard for you and there's nothing impossible. And so, Father, we're bringing our dear brother to you, dear God. Praying, Lord, that you would touch him, dear God, Father, and give him the strength, dear God, to preach your word. Praying, dear God, that there would be no discomfort, dear God, while he's bringing your word forth, dear God. And, Lord, we know, dear Father, that you are able to do it, dear God. Lord, you've done it in the past, dear Father. And, Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able to do it again, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, you're not limited to how many times you can touch someone, dear God. We're so glad, dear Father, to know that, dear God. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, Lord, that you would shower, dear God, your power upon him. Touch him, dear Father, in the name of Jesus, dear God. And Lord, we know, dear God, that he's going to give you the glory and the praise, dear God. So we know, Lord, that your word is light and your word is life, dear Father. And Lord, your word is able to give him the strength, Lord, that he needs, dear God. So Lord, we're praying, dear God, and we're already thanking you, dear God, what you are able to do on his behalf. This we ask in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 I'm so thankful. So thankful to know that we serve a God who can do all things.
Amen.
Amen. So before our dear brother comes before us, we're going to stand. We prayed for him in body. We're going to ask the Lord to just anoint the word as it goes forth, to anoint our preacher and to anoint the hearers, us hearers, that we may receive all that the Lord has for us out of the word. So we're going to look to the Lord in prayer. And dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear Father, for, Lord, you don't tire, dear God, of hearing us, Lord, when we cry out to thee. Lord, we are thankful, dear God, for this service, Lord. We're so thankful, dear God, for your touch, dear God, on Sister Fran this morning, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what you have done for her, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, your continued touch upon her, dear God. Pray, Lord, your healing favor, Lord, be upon her. Likewise, dear God, we're asking, dear God, for your touch, dear God, upon Minister Scott, dear God, as he brings your word forth, dear Father. Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would anoint your word to go forth, Lord, and touch hearts and minds, dear Father. Lord, pray, Lord, that you would stir up our pure minds by way of remembrance, dear God. Lord, of your goodness and your mercy, dear God, and all that you're able to do and how you're able to lead us and guide us and direct us, dear God, so that we don't make a wrong step this way or that way, dear Father. Lord, as long as we remain in the center of your will. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that from the center of your will, Lord, help us, Lord, to receive your anointed word, dear God, which we know is good for our souls. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to receive it, to obey it, to live by it, Lord, to give it consideration even beyond this service, dear God. Help us, Lord, to meditate on your word, dear Father. Lord, we're asking, dear God, that you would anoint, Lord, your man servant to preach your word in spirit's power, dear God. And Lord, we're going to give you the glory. We want to give you the honor, and all the praise shall be thine, dear God. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Minister Alan Scott, amen, from Xenia Church of God.
I just want to first say hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. The devil is a liar.
Yes.
I want to thank my wife, who I know was praying while she was driving. My leg was iced down. I was sitting on ice. I'm like, the devil's like, oh, you're not going to make it. And the closer we got, the sharper the pains. But our sister prayed. I knew God was able. You just had to believe and keep the pedal to the metal. And so we thank God for being here. We thank God for how he has blessed wife, Lord, through her surgery.
Amen.
And the pain hasn't been as bad as it could have been. The therapy isn't as bad as it could have been. God is really blessed. I've listened to the testimonies of others who've had that same surgery, and it didn't go so well for them. And so, obviously, they would say, I wish I had your doctor, your therapist. How much time you got, and I can introduce you to him right now. Of course, they don't want to hear that. But as was said earlier, the truth is the truth. Amen. So we just thank God for how he is blessing in our home. Today is Mother's Day.
Yeah.
That's a huge day. Amen. And as I look to the Lord for a word, he took me to a passage that, you know, like many of us, we've read many times. But it seems that this time, the focus that he placed on my heart and mind gave me a whole new outlook as I look at the woman, the wife, the mother. And we want to celebrate our mothers. We really want to celebrate our mothers. A mother holds a vital place in the heart of a child, a place that needs encouragement, love, affection. Her example will teach our children, keep your focus on God, on his faithfulness, his provisions, and his promises. So today, for a subject, I want to speak on a mother's example. A mother's example. The scripture text has been read in your hearing already. So beginning at verse 6, the book of Acts, chapter 16, we read of the apostle Paul. On his second journey, with Paul was Silas, Timothy, and the author of this book, Luke. They were on a mission. They were missionaries. And their sole goal, first focus, was to preach, teach the word of God. But something that I learned on this particular journey as we were reading there in verse 6 and verse 7, they had a desire to preach the word of God, but they also had a desire to be in the will of God. And they wanted to go where God said go, which means when God closes a door, no man can open it.
Amen.
And when God opens a door, no man can close it. But we thank God for this example of the Apostle Paul, who had ear to hear what thus saith the Lord. And so when he was told, no, Paul, you won't be going to preach the word in Asia, he received this message through the same Holy Spirit that we are filled with as believers today. It's this same Holy Spirit that leads and guides, instructs, it teaches us in the way that the Lord would have us to go, if we're willing to hear. And so as he began, he He said, okay, we're not going to go to Asia. We're going to go this other direction here. But we find in verse 7 that he was suffered not to go there either. And so I could only imagine Paul's like, okay, I know God has commissioned this mission to preach the word, but it seems like every direction that we turn, we're being shut down, the doors being closed. And I don't know about you, but I found myself in that place where I've committed something to the Lord, and I've prayed, and I've prayed, and I waited, and I waited, and I never heard Jesus say yes, but I never heard him say no, but then I understood this means wait.
Amen.
You just can't take it upon yourself to make a decision. The Bible says, lean not unto thine own understanding. So if you haven't heard that wait, excuse me, that no, you haven't heard that yes, then know that it means wait.
Amen.
And so here goes Paul continuing on his journey. And in verse 8, we find him going down to Troas. And it was there. Now, I don't know how much time had transpired from the beginning of his mission to the present. But it was at this particular time, there in Troas, in verse 9, we read that there was a vision that appeared to Paul in the night. We know in the Word of God that God used this method to deliver a message. And so here Paul, witnessing this vision in the night, he hears a man standing from Macedonia praying, asking, come over into Macedonia and help us. We could kind of visualize a person who's reaching out when they have a desperate need in their life. It's almost like they're begging, please come and help us. Well, you can imagine how excited Paul got, because now he actually gets to preach and teach the word of God. You want to see a preacher get excited? Just let them know you got an ear to hear.
All right,
and plenty of time.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Genesis to Revelation. Might be the short version, but you're going to hear Jesus saved.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to hear the gift of God.
Amen.
Of eternal life.
Amen.
You're going to hear it all. Paul's excited. I finally know the way that God would have us to go. And so in verse 10, I love it, because there it says, after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia. Immediately. He didn't stand around and say, well, what I've been hearing about Macedonia, I don't know if I want to go over there. No, he heard a word from the Lord. And immediately he endeavored to go in accordance to God's direction. But I love those words, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. This journey as it flows, there's something in it for all of us, but especially for mothers. Oh, I pray and trust that you get this here. God is in control.
Yeah, amen.
Complete control. So now here we are. Verse 12 says, and from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of the part of Macedonia and a colony, and we were in that city abiding certain days. So here they are in Macedonia, where it says it is also a colony, which lets us know it's Roman occupied. The bulk of the people that are living there are Romans. So Roman has Roman laws. And then there's God's laws that supersedes all laws. But this is where they went. Now, what's interesting is, when a dignitary comes to a particular part of town, the president or he's usually greeted by the mayor and you have bands playing and all this excitement. You know somebody just showed up of importance. So I'm thinking about Paul here and Silas and Timothy and Luke, and they're there in Macedonia, and they're abiding certain days, but I don't read anything about the man who stood crying out,
yes,
come help us.
Yes.
Can you imagine you showing up at the place you've been called, and you're looking around? You really haven't met the person yet, but you know that you've been invited and you're looking for somebody to hold up a sign and say, here am I. And they're looking around, they're abiding certain days, and they never see this man in this vision, this man in this vision, never saw him. They're there for days, and this man in the vision crying out, come the Macedonian and help us, not me, us, but he's a no-show. So here we go, verse 13 says, on the Sabbath, we, Paul, Silas, Timothy, and Luke, we went out of the city by a riverside where prayer was wrought to be made. And we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither. Wow. When I read that in the beginning, okay, sounds like something we do after service, get a picnic, go by the riverside, and, hey, just hang out. But when you search the scriptures, oh, how it makes a difference. When you pray and ask God, help me to understand what this is all about. Watch, praise God, watch the flow. It's the seventh now, still the man no show. But because of that burning desire to preach the word of God, because this man, Paul, knows that God had brought him to Macedonia to preach the word. So they've already stood around long enough. There was a no-show on the man. So they go outside of the city. So why are you leaving Macedonia? Why are you out here? The reason for that is because there's no synagogue, no church in Macedonia. The reason is because there had to be a minimum of 10 Jewish men, believers within the community, in order by their law to establish a church. But there wasn't 10 men. So there was no church. But Paul saw something while he was abiding there those certain days. You know, I get to see here that there's literally no idle time in the life of the believer. You're constantly seeing things. You're constantly hearing things, and you're constantly seeking understanding. And so Paul resolved, okay, we're gonna leave here in town, and we're gonna go outside these walls. I learned the archway, the entrance going into Macedonia, there was something written. It let it be known that it was not allowed that you bring any teaching that was not accepted on the inside of Macedonia. So I said, wow, there's no church. They are not allowed to preach Christ not on the inside. So they went on the outside. They just didn't murmur and complain and woe's me. They just took the next step. They took the initiative. They went on the outside because it was okay. It was acceptable on the outside. But why the riverside? Why the riverside? I learned it was because of the water. There was a ceremonial act that was committed that called for water. And so they simply chose the riverside because there was sufficient water for all to do what was necessary according to the law. So now I got all this, I understand this, and now I'm understanding that Paul, Silas, Timothy, and Luke, they've gone to this riverside where the women gather. Where the women gathered.
All right.
There was not a man. There was women. And look what they were doing. They weren't just out there idle, maybe doing a little something. But it said that they were out of the city by a riverside where prayer was wont to be made.
Amen.
Prayer. Prayer. Not the word, prayer. If you study, that law then was called the Torah, and it was unacceptable for the Torah to be read if there wasn't present at least 10 men. So the women said, okay, we won't go out and read the law, but we sure can pray.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
There's so much that we need. We need a church. Oh, let's start at the beginning. We need some men
Amen.
To stand up and lead and guide. But this was just for a church. We're talking about a physical synagogue. This was according to the law of Torah, but that's the law of Torah, not the law of God.
Amen.
Not
Amen.
The word of God.
Amen.
We know where the church lies.
Yes.
It's not a building.
Right.
But we thank God for a structure wherein we can come together collectively and worship and praise God. But we know that we are the church.
Amen.
And so we find these women out here praying, and now Paul and all the brothers sat down, just four of them. And in verse 14, it says, a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. Boy, when you get into that, did you read what all was taking place with this woman, Lydia? Okay, you start out, it's a certain woman. There were more women there than Lydia, so Lydia's being called out. All attention and focus is on Lydia. Why? Okay. Let's take a look at her background. She is a seller of purple. A seller of purple. What exactly does that mean, a seller of purple? It was a dye. Where she come from Thyatira, it was a very expensive dye that colored cloth. And it was a piece of cloth that was very, very expensive. And generally, the only ones that wore it was the rich, the king, royalty. Well, only ones. Now, they weren't the only ones that wanted it, but they were the only ones that could afford it. And so she was a seller of purple. That, where she come from, that's what they were known for. The scripture says she worshiped God. Now, at first when I looked at this worship God, I thought she was already saved, baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost. But when you again search the scriptures, we come to understand that worship simply meant she was drawn to God. It simply meant she believed in God. And I begin to think, well, now I understand why you have so many who will say, oh, I believe in God. You ask them, do you have a personal relationship with God? Or you say, they say, well, I believe in God. Okay. And I go to church. I worship God. You know, I sing. I pray. But here, she was considered, what is that word, apostolite? She was simply drawn to God. She simply believed in God. But she had not received that personal relationship with God. Not yet. What stood out thus far with this woman is a woman who has everything going on for them. At work, we use the term living the dream. She has everything. Because of her dye that she sells, as we'll see, she had the big home. She traveled because in searching from her home to where she's at in our text, it's some 300 miles. And they didn't have planes, trains, or cars. So she journeyed far selling her product. But money was of no concern for her. The big house was no big deal to her. She made the product, the clothing that everybody else wanted. Everybody else was paying big bucks for, so she dressed well, but that didn't mean nothing to her. She traveled the world as she knew it, but that wasn't anything impressive to her. I mean, you think about it, the life that she had, many are striving to get, being the things of this world. Somewhere along in their life growing up, they were convinced that all you need is this, that, or the other, to have the joy, the peace, to have the power you feel. But this woman shows us, I have all of that. And yet, she's going to worship God.
Amen.
She's seeking after a relationship with God. But there's no church. There's no synagogue. There's no place. There are women, a group of women who decided we're going to gather together for one purpose, and that is to pray, to seek God's favor in our life. And guess what? In all that praying, God answered prayer.
Yeah.
While Paul was going to go one direction, and God said, no. Okay, God, I'm going to go, no. And then in a vision, he was brought to this place not to go before a man begging, come help us, but set before a group of women, mothers even, as we look at Mother's Day. One in particular, Lydia, who was seeking a relationship with God, who had it going on. She was living the dream, but she was still empty on the inside. And she wanted that relationship with God. So when Paul sat down and Timothy and Silas and Luke, and they began to share their witness, they began to teach the truth of God's word. It says that not only did woman Lydia worship God, but it said, she heard us. This is Luke's writing here. Acts said, she heard us. There are those who come to church that come to church for various reasons. They're just here. They're hearing, having ears to hear. They're hearing, but they're really not attentive. They really don't have that hunger or thirst for righteousness. They're just there worshiping. They're singing songs. They're praising, praying, listening, but no relationship, no commitment. But here, this woman, it is said she worshiped, she believed, but she didn't have that relationship. But now she's hearing. She's hearing the word of God. And then where do we go from hearing? It says, whose heart the Lord opened.
Yay.
That,
amen.
It just blew me away. It just changed the whole way of thinking now when it comes to salvation. You know, there are those who are under the impression that I got saved because I got ready. You know, I got ready. I felt like, you know, I got to have all my ducks in order and, you know, it's time to get saved now. It's kind of like a New Year's resolution. It's something I've made up in my mind. I am going to do. I'm going to go to church now. I am going to start reading my Bible. And you hear all this because that's the understanding, is that it's all about me, myself, and I. But I learned something here. It's God's role to open up the heart. If you recall, Pharaoh, remember Pharaoh back in Egypt and the children of Israel, and how it was said that God hardened his heart. And the purpose of the heart being hardened was so that he would witness the 10 plagues that God was about to put on. There was a purpose in God hardening his heart. But what moved me here, I'm like, okay, so God himself opened the heart of Lydian, which means he is the one responsible for opening our hearts when we gave our answer, yes, hear my Lord, send me. When the scripture says, when Jesus says, paraphrasing, no man can come unto me except he who sent me, draw him, draw him. Mm-hmm. At this point, Lydia had been drawn to believe, but she had not yet entered into a relationship yet. But now in hearing the word of God and then God opening up her heart to receive that word, now that belief, that faith means something, because now God has first did his work and now our work is simply to believe. Okay, so going forward in our Christian life now, what do we actually do from day to day? If we're to trust God, lean not into our own understanding, but acknowledge him in everything. So from day to day, what's different? Now, we're believing the word of God. Now, we're transforming our minds. We've been renewed now, so now we're transforming by the word of God. We're reading the word, we're believing the word, and now we're trusting God to bring that word alive in and through our lives, through our day-to-day experiences. This is the woman. This is a mother's example here. She's been drawn to believe God. She's set under the teaching of God's word. God then opened up her heart to receive that word. And the scripture says that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. She accepted. She accepted. She received it. It's different now. She's just not hearing the word, but she's receiving the word because God has opened up her heart. If you go to verse 15, you see now she's been baptized.
Yes.
And we just see how things worked, how God brought into her life those who were able to share the word of God. And because she believed but had not yet received, Now through God opening her heart, she's now heard, she's received it. She's not just attentive to it, but she's received it because God's opened her heart, and now she's attentive to the word of God. She now has that hunger, that thirst for righteousness. And one of the things that really jumped out at me is Alan. She wasn't saved because of the preacher. She was saved because of what God had done in her life.
Amen.
And so I rejoice in that I may be instrumental, but I know it's not me. That soul is saved because God has opened that heart.
Amen.
To receive. That soul may be attentive to what I'm saying, but until God opens that heart, the scripture says God is greater than the heart and knows all things. God knows when a soul is ready. And only God can get deep down into that heart of man. We can't. We at best can see on the outside. Any conclusion, any judgment that we make is only based on what we're seeing, what we're hearing, what we're feeling, you know, our five senses. That's all we have to pass judgment.
Yes.
But that's all on the outside. Mm-hmm. I understand then why God says, judge not that ye be not judged. I
right.
want to be judged
right.
according
Amen.
To the truth
yeah.
of God's word, not someone's judgment based on their five senses. So here's a woman now on fire for the Lord.
Yes.
She's been baptized. And notice what it says thereafter. Mm-hmm. She was baptized and her household.
Yes.
Wow. All those under her care, under her authority, all those who believed in the teachings of God's word.
Yes.
She was baptized and her household. She just wasn't satisfied with what she had in relationship to God, but she wanted to see her household. You talking about a mother's example? Oh my goodness. This woman didn't want her household. We're talking about back in that day when there were servants and not to mention children and spouses and such. But here's somebody that had it all. But she wanted to let them know all is not in the material thing. She made it a point to turn their focus not on the things of the world as nice as they might be, but put their focus on God. She wanted them to see that I will go to great lengths. I will travel hundreds of miles to be in the presence of a worship service where I'm joined with others of like precious faith, and we're lifting up the name of the Lord. And we're praying earnestly for the needs of our household, but others as well. But here's that mother's example. She sought the Lord, yes. She listened and heard the Lord, yes. She allowed the Lord to open up her heart. She was baptized. And then she led her whole house to God.
Yes.
But then it didn't stop there. You would think, my goodness, what else is left? Verse 15, wrapping it up. And when she was baptized and her household, it says she besought us. Who's us? Paul, Silas, Timothy, Luke, at least the four.
Uh-huh.
She besought us saying, if ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord.
All right.
Okay, if in seeing me you are convinced that I am wholeheartedly sold out unto the Lord. I'm all about God. That's it. Then if you believe that, come into my house.
All right. Amen.
Come
Amen.
Into my house.
Amen.
Now, you can read a lot into that. But then she puts her foot down and said, now let's make this clear here. It's an invite. But only if you believe. See, if you know a person and you know their stand with the Lord, you're not going to go up in their house with all kind of foolishness. Because there's a respect and an honor toward one who worships God. That's a certain mother. That's a certain mother that's been called out, that's had their heart open, that's received the word of God, that was not only praising God for what he's done in her life, but she went on to her household and saw them saved and baptized. And now we see that biggie, boy, when it comes to the money, we leave that out. We'll talk about that. But the scripture says, here in 15, he besought them, if you judge me faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. It just wasn't a casual invite. She insisted. She constrained us. She insisted continually. She wanted, what was it that she wanted? Was it the man? It was the man's message.
Amen.
She was convinced. I don't know anybody that's preaching the word of God and that God has used to be a blessing in my spiritual life in any other kind of way that God moves upon them, then I want to be around that person because I want to continue to grow. I want to be all that God would have me to be. And so to get there, I need to hear. I need to hear more. I need to hear more. I've heard a little, and I don't want to just be idle and satisfied with this. I want to hear more. So what'd she do? That big old house she had? She's rich. She said, Lord, abide. I'm using everything I have. Everything I have to your glory and to your honor. It's all yours, Lord. She understood now when God opened the heart, a whole lot of things changes. Nothing matters but God. Nothing matters but his perfect will, his purpose being satisfied in our life. But there'll be that time when the devil will get in and try to occupy the house. You know, when a house has been swept clean and the walls all painted up, new fresh carpet put down, generally the next thing coming is furniture. You don't do all that and leave the house, your house empty.
That's right.
You don't do that. God has let us know in the scriptures, now, I've cleaned the house out. It's fresh. It's clean. But now you have to put something in it.
Yeah.
You got to put something to sit on. Something that's going to hold you up when you're tired. And he gives us the word of God. That's the furniture that we have to put in that house. Yes, you might have a physical chair, but we understand that it's God that's holding us up. We can't get relaxed in that comforter and think that it's going to do all that needs to be done. We have to know that it's God's word that supports us, that holds up. But we also have to know we don't put the word in. That devil that was kicked out, not only will he come back, but he's going to bring seven times more than what he had in the beginning.
Yeah.
So, boy, if we thought we were miserable in the old life, to have it seven times worse, and that's without God. I mean, the Hebrew boys had the fire turned up seven times, but they had Christ in there. And it made all the difference. Even those on the outside were seeing things differently. They were ready to praise God after they witnessed the power of God. But it was said that the boys was waving in there. And King thought they were waving at him. But no, they were waving, giving praise and glory unto God. That's what the songwriter said. Oh, no, he wasn't waving at you. He was praising God. It's different when you have God. He's opened up the heart. It's different when you've allowed him to take residence. It's different when our whole life from day to day, when we do our part, and that is read the word, trust the Holy Spirit to teach us, give us understanding, and then we're going to stand on it in spite of. Now, I know coming up here, the flesh says, okay, so if you do make it up there, you know how painful it is to get out the car, not to mention walk. Oh, that's nothing. How are you going to stand up there for any length of time? You know you can't do it. But the power of God.
Praise God.
What he missed was somebody praying.
Yes.
Somebody, the anointing of the oil, standing on the word of God.
Yes.
It changes things. That don't mean that it might not be a long trip back home. But praise be to God, we satisfied his purpose,
Amen.
His
Amen.
Will,
Amen.
And I know his grace is always sufficient. So I might moan and groan. Get on my watching nerves, please, honey. Is it all that bad? And then you have to laugh to keep from crying. But it's okay, because you're praising God for what he's already done. He's already paved the way. He's already gone before us. And so we're seeing his glory. We can't see him face to face, but we can see him as he passes by. We can see where he's already been, what he's already done in our life. And it causes us to rejoice. It causes us to celebrate. So we thank God for giving us the opportunity to come and share a Mother's Day message. Talk about a woman who had everything that the enemy is suggesting will make a difference in our lives. And we know we need a roof over our heads. We know we need clothes on our back. We need transportation. God tells us we got to work until you retire. And that's all good. But we know that there are necessities. And God tells us we don't have to worry about those.
Amen.
Seek first. Got to be our priorities.
Amen.
Must be in order. Oh, but when God opens your heart, they'll be in order. They'll be in order. Try to get out of order. And you think you know pain? Sometimes God uses pain. It's a good thing because it sets a house in order that maybe we've allowed to get a little messy. And God needs to bring us back, put us back on track. And so it might be that he goes by way of pain. But we can praise God and thank him because we know he does all things well. It may not feel all that good, may not be all that good, but we know it'll work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And so we just thank God for that day, for that mother's example who encouraged us, loved us, was there when we needed that affection. But most importantly, by their example, they kept our focus on God. When we get off track and our mind's thinking in all these various directions and we're getting headaches and we need Advil with the PM, and we come to realize we've lost focus. We need to get back on track. You know, that Advil PM might help the physical, but it's not going to do nothing for the spiritual. We got to get back on track. Focus on God, on his faithfulness, his provisions, and his promises, and then everything you'll see start lining up. They'll start lining up. Your house will all be back in order and all. But sometimes we're going to go through, but we're praising God because we are going through. We're not just standing there and the enemy beating us up, but we go through. And we come out on the other end praising God.
Amen.
Just like the three Hebrew boys.
Amen.
Praising God because he has done great things. This is a new day that the Lord has made. as it was said earlier, might be storming on the outside, but on the inside, where truth lies, where our heart has been opened, we're praising God. We're thanking God. Every day we have something to be thankful for in spite of what's going on round about us. Every day we're now that Paul. We're now that Silas. We're now that Timothy. We're now that Dr. Luke that God is saying, no, I want you right here. I don't want you over here, but we have to be in tune with the Spirit of God. We have to be surrendered, committed to following God. That's why we've been given the Holy Spirit to say, I need you over here. You might say, well, what's over there? Why am I going over there? We're not seeing. We're not understanding. But if we walk by faith and not by sight, when we get there, it's like, oh, praise be to God. And then you begin to witness and see a life change. There is no greater joy to be a part of leading a lost soul to Christ. No greater joy. No greater joy to be used as an instrument unto righteousness. So God bless you. Be encouraged. I got two good legs, and I thank God for it. And if I get a little pain, I'll anoint, pray, be on my way. I'd like to pray also before we close for my brother there who'll be deployed here in a short. We did this with our son who asked for it and desired, you know, because you never know what you're going to face. But your heart's been open, filled with this, you're going to know it's all good. God's going to work to your glory, to his good, to your good, to his glory. So if you don't mind, Brother Jacob, can we have prayer with you? Amen. All whosoever will, if you want to gather around, to pray with him.
Amen.
Made a commitment, Lord, on armed forces, Lord. Father, you know the cause, the purpose, Lord. Lord, they teach, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for your word, Lord, and for what you have planted in his heart, Lord, for the understanding you've given him. We don't know what he's going to face, dear God. We know he's been trained, Lord, and trained well, dear God. Lord, not only in the Navy, dear Lord, to do his job there, Lord, but Lord, in the house, dear Lord. He's been raised in the Word, dear God. He's come to church, Lord, time and time again. He's heard the Word, Lord. He's come. He's heard the testimony of the saints, Lord. He's witnessed example after example, Lord. Oh, Lord, you bless even his dad, dear God, who has a tremendous testimony. Father, we're just thankful, dear God. It was a testing time, Lord, but you brought him through. Lord, he was able to witness that example, Lord. When you follow God, when you trust in him and his word, it all works together for his
name.
Oh, God, we're just grateful for it. We're grateful for the family, Lord, here, Church of God, here on the Avenue, Lord. And we're just praying, Lord, we'll continue to pray. Lord, so he is back home, Lord. Have your blessed way, Lord, we pray. Be with him on this journey, Lord. Make him a fall, dear God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for the message today. Amen. And the messenger. Oh, yeah, I'm getting to the messenger. Praise God. So I read about Lydia, and it had the Lord just gave Brother Scott another way to look at it. The Lord just opens up his word and gives us understanding, gives us a depth of understanding. And I thank God for the word today and how God was able to use Paul and send him over. And as our dear minister said, our dear brother said, the man who cried out, we don't hear anything about him, but we do see how God was able to use Paul and the others to bless souls, to open hearts, to stir them up, to open her heart was opened by the Lord. And what God was able to do. And you know, I was thinking about that the Lord opened her heart and stirred up that, created faith in her, and so she knew then how to serve God. She was instructed in how to serve God, how to live for God.
Yes.
You know, I was thinking these days people are talking about stimulus. Where's my stimulus?
Yes.
When is my stimulus going to come? I want my stimulus. But if you think about the way that the Lord opened her heart, and the Lord sent the Apostle Paul there, and the Lord opened her heart, and then she attended to the word that Paul preached unto her, so that open heart was then stimulated to become the Lord. And if more people would just, instead of looking for a money stimulus, seek the Holy Ghost to stimulate their heart to change their trajectory in this life, if you will. Because some people are just, on a trajectory straight to hell. With no stopping, just straight there. But as Brother Scott said, souls are saved when God opens a heart, and then that soul has to do something.
Yes.
That soul has to obey the word that is preached.
Yes.
And there are many times when the Lord will open a heart, but if that soul rejects it, and we understand when the Lord opens the heart, that soul's under conviction. They're hearing, they're knowing that the Lord is speaking to their heart. So we thank God for, we see the example here. This example of God, what God was able to do and what the Lord did for Lydia, he's able to do for every soul who
Amen.
Comes to him in faith.
Yes, yes.
Every single soul. And even, as Brother Scott brought out, and even once she was bad, she opened her heart and received that word that was preached unto her. And even after she was baptized and her household, then that wasn't all. Then she was doing good works in inviting them and in constraining Paul and the others to come into her household. Amen. So that just lets us know that even when the Lord is dealing with us, and the Lord, when we have surrendered to the Lord has something for us to do beyond just sitting down on a stool and saying, well, that's done. No, the Lord has more for us to do. And he was doing it through Lydia. I thank God there's so much in this passage. So I thank God for the message today. How many got their portion? Truly, true, amen, amen. There's so much that is here. We know that it said earlier said that she worshiped God, but she heard.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to listen with more than these ears. We have to listen with our heart's ear.
Yeah.
And that heart, so that heart can be opened. Thank God for this message today, and thank God for blessing Minister Scott this morning. Amen. Truly ministered to our souls this morning. Thank God. Thank God for allowing you to be able to stand. Thank God for allowing you to be able to proclaim the word. And you were talking about, you know, being able to get out of the car, but not only did you stand and preach the word, but the Lord has allowed you to step,
yeah.
And even as you preach the word. So the Lord guided the word and every footstep that you made up here in delivering that word. Thank God.
Amen.
The Lord is mighty to save.
Yeah.
And he's able to save. If there's any here today who don't know the Lord, if there are any who saw here what God did, how God redeemed Lydia, in this message that was brought forth, just know that God can do the same for you if you don't know him. He's able to deliver you in all ways and in all things. Praise our God. Shall we stand? A mother's example. Thank God. Mr. Millicent. Number 643 in the Worship the Lord. How do you learn? You have to take the word of God. I just wonder, just briefly, could we turn to number 271 in the same book? Because I'm persuaded that when Paul preached to Lydia, this is what happened with her.
Mm-hmm.
Open my eyes that I may see.
Yeah.
said, open my eyes that I may see. If we could just...
open my eyes.
Paul met with them on the riverbank, and he preached, and she heard glimpses of truth that God had for her. It says, place in my hands the wonderful key. The word is a key that will unlock the chains that hold us. It says, that shall unclasp and set me free. And that's what she experienced there. And so she was there. She listened. Silently now I wait for thee, ready my God, thy will to see. She wanted God's will in her life. She had her eyes open. She was praying, but she needed more. She wanted more.
Yeah.
When the Apostle Paul came and they and sat down and when he began to speak, she didn't get up and leave and say, who is this? But no, she wanted to see what God had for her. Praise our God. We'll sing that verse too as well. Because she listened, she heard.
Open my ears that I may hear voices of truth thou sendest.
That open my ears that I may hear voices of truth. Thou sendest clear. Did not God send Paul?
Yes, he sent
him. He gave him a vision. He saw a man saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. God sent him there where Paul and the others essayed to go someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
But God sent him where he needed for him to go.
Yes.
It says, and while the wave notes fall on my ear, while Paul was speaking, Lydia's heart was open, and she was receiving the truth, not anything that was false.
Right.
Says everything false would disappear. Same way with the word of God this morning. The truth will show up falseness, and falseness will have to flee because it cannot stand in the face of truth. And so we want our eyes open. We want our ears open. We want to receive the word, even as Lydia received it and treasured it and found it precious, in so much that she wanted to do more even after being baptized. Praise God. We should want to do more. We should want, no matter how many years we've been doing what we're doing for the Lord, we should want to do more, even more. Every day. We'll sing that third verse.
Open my mouth and let me hear gladly the word truth every
opened her heart.
Amen.
She received.
Yeah.
That's that verse, third verse. Let me bear, open my mouth and let me bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. She was baptized and her house, because she wasn't satisfied just to be the one who was baptized, but also her house. And said, open my heart and let me prepare love with thy children thus to share. She wanted them to come to her house. She wanted to share in what she had. That's what the love of God and what salvation will do for us.
Mm-hmm.
Want us to share with other children of God. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the message today. Is there anyone who wants to be remembered in prayer? Raise your hand and say, just remember me. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. And we want our eyes opened and our ears opened. And once our eyes and ears are opened, then we have received that the Lord has for us. Then we can open our mouth. A lot of people want to open their mouth prematurely. They have not received and not been thoroughly furnished unto all good work, as the Lord would have us to be. They're running around with empty houses inside. And, you know, something that's empty, this is what a can that's empty will make a whole lot of noise. So a lot of the ones that make the most noise have the least going on inside. But we have to receive what the Lord has for us and be furnished, be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And then the Lord can use us and we can open our mouths and gladly carry the warm truth of God's word and salvation. Amen. Thank God for the message today. We saw the upraised hand, so we're going to offer prayer and thank God for his word. Thank God for instructing us. Ask the Lord to remember all of our upraised hands. Amen. Amen. That we'll be steadfast and unmovable in the word of God. Thank God for the courage and encouragement that Minister Scott brought us today. Coming in faith, believing that God was going to touch him to deliver this message, and God once again answered prayer. So we're going to look to the Lord. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your word, dear God, your precious word, dear Father, that has nourished our souls today, dear God. Lord, has encouraged us, dear Father. Lord, we see, dear God, that so many things, Lord, that are in your word, Lord, were written for our example, dear God, that we might know, Lord, how to live in these last times, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Minister Scott, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for your anointing on him, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for his obedience to you, dear God, in bringing your word to us, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for him rebuking the enemy, dear God, who would try to block the word, dear Father. But, Lord, he gave you, Lord, free sway, dear God, and, Lord, your spirit, dear God. Lord, pour out your word to us, and we thank you, Lord, for what we have received. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless Minister Scott, dear God, and Sister Scott, dear God, by his side, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would touch them in body. Lord, touch them in spirit, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, bless them together, dear God, even as they minister to the people of God. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we count it, dear Father, a privilege, Lord, that they took the time to come aside and minister to us today, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, you continue to be with them and bless them, dear God. Lord, even as they go about doing your will, dear God, to your glory. Lord, we thank you, dear Father, for each upraised hand, dear God. Lord, we know, dear Father, that we received something from your word, dear God, that we needed, Lord. Otherwise, you would not have sent that word, that particular word. And so, Lord, we know, Lord, that it's much needed. Father, we pray, Lord, that you remember us, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to measure to all of your word, dear God. Help us, dear Father, to look at the examples, Lord, that you've stated in your word, dear God. Lord, and help us, Lord, to follow these godly examples, dear Father, in thee, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you'd remember each soul, dear God, who heard this message today. And Lord, if there were any, well, Lord, whether in the building, dear God, or listening on the phone or online, dear Father, Lord, who are not saved, Lord, who have not been rescued, dear Father, Lord, from a miserable life of sin, Father, we're praying, Lord, for those souls. Lord, we're praying, Lord, for those hearts. We're praying, Lord, that they would open their hearts unto thee, dear God, knowing, Lord, that Jesus, if they'll just open their hearts, Lord, that Jesus will be the author and finisher of their faith, dear God. Lord, and they can walk in oneness with Christ Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God. Help them, dear God, to seek you while you may be found and to call upon you while you are near. For, Lord, we know, Lord, there's coming a day, dear God, Lord, when your spirit will not strive with man. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, for souls, dear God, to realize that now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. And, Lord, we're talking even to our young people, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that they've been in Sunday school, Lord. They've heard the word preached many times, dear God. And so we're praying for their young souls also, dear God. Lord, because we know that Satan wants to sift them as wheat, dear God. But, Lord, we're praying for them, dear God. Even as Jesus told Peter that Satan had sought to sift him as wheat. But he told Peter, but I've prayed for you that your faith fail not. Said, and when thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. Lord, we want to be able, Lord, to strengthen someone else, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would help us, dear Father, Lord, to strengthen, to be example to our young people, Lord, to be example to any soul, Lord, that we come in contact with, dear God, who doesn't know you. Lord, help us, Lord, to strengthen one another, strengthen and encourage one another, dear God. Lord, even as brethren, dear God, even, Lord, as members in particular, dear God, in the body of Christ Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, just to love one another and strengthen one another. And Lord, again, we thank you, Lord, for your word, and help us, Lord, to meditate on it, Lord, even when we dismiss from this service, Lord. Help, we pray, Lord, that your spirit would continually bring it to our minds, dear God, and Lord, continue, Lord, to open our understanding, Lord, and give us a determination. Help us, Lord, to be resolved to stand on your word, dear Father. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thank God for his word.
Amen.
This morning and afternoon. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Our announcement for Sunday, May 9th, 2021. Happy Mother's Day. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should, let me start over. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Reminder, stay up on your vitamin D. The time is here to start preparing for the November turkey giveaway to the community. The canister is available to receive contributions. In our spring Bible study is approaching. It's getting closer and closer. We're into May now. Our week-long Bible study will be May 24th through the 28th. This is for the spring. For the fall Bible study will be the week of September 20th through the 24th. In our book, What the Bible Teaches, please read chapters 4, 5, 6, 7, and 11. And we know that our theme is drawing closer to God. Please pray for our facilitators, Brother Levester Jackson and Brother Maurice Blake, as they are preparing to give us what the Lord has shared with them. Continue to pray for this work in the Lord. Wednesday night prayer meeting and Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Thank God for Bible study, and continue to pray for Brother Byron as he brings the lessons and facilitates and stimulates and stirs up our pure mind by way of remembrance and gets us to think about what the Lord is calling for us to be in these last days. As we thank God for him, continue to lift him up in prayer. Our bus drivers for May, we thank God. We were praying for Brother Pierre Johnson for today, and we thank God for blessing in the driving of the bus. For next week, Sister Millicent McElroy and Brother Mann are scheduled to drive. So lift them up in prayer this week. Lift them up in prayer that the Lord will bless and give traveling mercies. Also, remember Brother Byron, because he picks up Brother Javier, and so remember him as well. Our thought for today, instead of showing someone the gate, try mending the fence.
All right.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Because we understand that if you try to show someone the gate, you try to put them out. But if you're mending the fence, yeah, you want to get along. You want to reconcile with them. Thank God. I like that one too. Amen. Thank the Lord. At this time, because it is Mother's Day, and I understand, and fathers, your day, Lord's will, is coming. But we understand that this is Mother's Day, and so we thank God for all mothers. Pray that God would just bless and help mothers to know that God ordained you. God ordained you, and God gives wisdom, God gives strength, and God gives love to mothers to be able to do what they do. And so we're just thankful for all mothers today. And at this time, Sister Millicent is going to come for us with a Mother's Day presentation.
Good morning, everyone. Thank the Lord for being here and for our mothers, because if we didn't have mothers, we wouldn't be here. So we thank God. If I can have a few of the children come, if you would like to come. You can go on the back. We will have one of our own come out and read to the mothers. So, little Haley. Haley?
The volunteer.
Haley? Haley? To all the mothers on this beautiful Mother's Day, we thank the Lord above blessing us with your tender-hearted love. We thank God for the care of you shown us to us through the years. We thank you from the heart for all you've done for us, and we thank God for giving us the best mothers there could be. Happy Mother's Day to you.
All right. Bless the Lord. Give them a chance to stand up and come up here and do a little reading. We ready?
Sister Lou? Oh, Sister Lillian. Thank you.
Okay.
Sister Lillian. Sister Blake.
Here for that one. Auntie Maria, okay. Sister Maria, Sister Blake.
And as your name is called, if you'll hold your hand up in the air. Sister Maria. Sister Lawrence C. Sister Marietta. Sister Marietta, Sister Lawrence C. Miss Jenkins?
That's for your mother.
Miss Judy?
Uncle Byron.
Sister Regina? Sister Regina and Sister Beverly. Sister Marguerite for the peer bed. Okay.
So go to the home.
And this is for Sister Melita. Okay. In the back. Sister Francine and Sister Patricia. Sister Thomas Mann and Miss Nancy Jackson. Okay. Minister Jenkins. Mr. Holmes. Thank you. That's all. All the mothers, everyone should have gotten something received. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, children. Oh, Lord bless. We do have some. There are a few sisters are not here, and they will receive their bags. Sister Ferris Day's bag back here. Sister Keeba's bag. Sister Blake has Sister Holmes's bag. And I think there was one more. And she has Sister Lillian's bag also. I believe that was it. There is cake downstairs in the lower auditorium for Mother's Day for everybody. It's not just for mothers. It's for everybody to share. There's not enough mothers here to eat all that cake, so please go down and enjoy some cake. Okay? Thank you. Just a little something we try to get in our bags. Appreciation. We love you all. We love you all.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank you, Sister Millicent, again.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Yes, so there is cake downstairs. As she said, there's not enough mothers here to eat it. I don't know if there's enough people here to eat it. Oh. But yes, you can take it. Exactly.
Amen.
Take it. Amen. Amen. We thank God for his goodness and all that he has done this day. Amen. We can't speak to tomorrow. We're not going to boast of tomorrow. We thank God for today.
Amen.
What our ears and hearts have heard and felt. So we thank God for all that he has done. Amen. Shall we stand? Amen. Amen. We'll ask Sister Jenkins if you would dismiss us with prayer and ask the Lord to bless even for the cake, for the refreshment downstairs. Amen.
Most kindly gracious Heavenly Father, truly we love you. We want to thank you once again for being in the house of the Lord one more time. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for the beautiful message that you brought along to your Heavenly Father through your servant, Brother Alan Scott. And just thank you for Minister Scott. Thank you, Lord, for his blessing, faithfulness to the Word of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, even to this congregation. How, Lord God, even if we ask your Father, he's always willing to come to share the good news about Jesus Christ with us, your Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you as we were hearing in the Word of God all that was said, your Heavenly Father. Just, Lord, as I was thinking, your Father, as Brother was preaching the Word, your Father, that literally she didn't stop there, your Father, but she went on and confessed. And she told you, come to
Amen.
The house, your Father. Help us, Lord God, to invite us to come to the house of God, your Father, so that they can hear the Word of God that we are hearing, your Father. And to know all about you, dear Father, in the pre-part of your sin. Father, we thank you this day for being Mother's Day. Thank you, God, for every mother that you have blessed, Lord God, to still be in the land of the living. Thank you for our mothers that are gone on, dear Heavenly Father. We still remember their goodness. We still remember all of the love and your kindness toward us, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we just ask that you would continue to remember hearts, dear Father, that may be heavy today, dear Lord, because they're missing their mothers, dear Lord, but we thank you, Lord God, that we have mothers in Zion.
Amen.
Mothers here, dear Lord, that have been a comfort to us, dear
yes.
Lord. We thank you for our older saints, Sister Holmes and Sister Carol.
Yes.
These mothers, Lord God, that are still here, dear Heavenly Father, and showing us the example and the way, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we don't want to forget our bereaved family, dear Father. We ask especially for the Wickfall family, likewise the Jackson family, dear Father, and the Bond family, dear Lord, that they lost loved ones, dear Father, this past week, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you would comfort as no man can, dear Heavenly Father. Be with them during their hour of bereavement, dear Heavenly Father. Help them, Lord God, to lift up their eyes and to the heels from whence cometh their help, knowing their help cometh from you. And Father, thank you for our children.
Did she already have it?
Okay.